Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. You, too, can have a podcast. You have a passionate voice. You want to be heard. You can be inspiration to others. And it is super easy. You all know that I am not technical. So just download the Anchor app on your phone or go to anchor.fm and get started sharing your voice and inspiring the world. Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. Okay, I am a little scattered this morning. I don't know why things seem to be the same pattern, but everything is off. I know one thing, I have not prayed yet, and I'm trying to get to confession in an hour. So let's get moving. Sometimes we have those days, right, where we get up, we're like, what is going on? And all of a sudden, the time has flown by. You haven't gotten any more stuff done. You haven't gotten any less stuff done. You're just not sort of firing with all cylinders. And that's sort of what I feel like right now. Okay, so I want to share with you such a beautiful reflection today. As I was thinking about my trip to Omaha, Nebraska, and looking at this room of women, so many different ages, shapes, spiritual lives, experiences, nationalities. I mean, everything was so awesome to look at and to just kind of take it all in. And yet together, hundreds of us were sitting and crying and laughing and connecting with God. And that to me was so incredibly powerful. And it just rang true to me that we are the body of Christ. And each one of us is different, unique. God made you exactly the way you are right now, and He made you for right here. So take a moment, open your heart to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Help me hear what you need me to hear in this podcast today and do what you need me to do to serve you, to know you and to love you, and to love my neighbors as myself. Okay, let's read Ephesians 4, chapter 1 through 7 and 11 through 13. Daily readings, this is where it came from. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And he gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ. Hello, that is loaded. Go back and read it yourself, Ephesians 4, chapter 1 through 7, and then it skips to 11 through 13, but go ahead and read the whole thing from start to finish. I don't know what rang into your heart. Maybe you were a prisoner of the Lord and it really gave you peace and calmness in the very beginning. Like, yes, Lord, I am yours. Maybe you got called by one body, one Spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father, one God. For me, it was really all about the fact that we are all different, but we are truly here to build up the body of Christ. And one of the things that we discussed over the weekend was just sharing how God has impacted your life. You do not have to be out there reading scripture verses, starting a podcast, you know, like, just work within your own neighbor and your own families. The people that you come in contact with today somehow bring God into the discussion. And it could be just as you leave the grocery store, have a blessed day. Have a blessed and inspired day. May God bless you in abundance today. I remember the first time I heard that was from a priest. May God bless you in abundance. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. We can bring God in so many ways. We can bring God into the world by saying grace before we eat. We could bring God into the world by thanking him out loud in front of family and friends. We have not had rain in quite some time. By no means are we like the West Coast of America, but we were pretty dry. And we got this really big storm last night, and I was just thanking God. And when my husband got up this morning, because he slept right through it, not me, he goes, oh, it rained. I'm like, yeah, thank you, Lord. We really needed that. And he's like, right on. Of course, he didn't say it, but hey, he's agreeing with it. It says amen, right? So, let's take some time today and reflect on our life, be grateful for exactly who God made us to be, accept and love ourselves right here, right now, And if you're not right with God, or you're feeling off with the way that you've acted, or you've committed a mortal sin, get your butt to confession. I've really kicked my confession down the curb a lot. And that's why I'm like, okay, I have got to go. As a matter of fact, I've really got to go so that I can get this published and get in the car. It's about 40 minutes for me, but I need to reconcile with God. I need that fresh, clean slate. I need to find that beautiful peace and that grace and those blessings that will come from this sacrament. So look and also see what God wants you to do. Does he want you to take some time today with him, some extra time? Maybe it's an extra rosary. Maybe it's just a walk in nature with no earbuds in and just you and him. Or with your earbuds in, but piping the Bible in your ears, his word, so that it can read you, wash over you, guide you, lead you. All right, everyone, this girl's got a motor. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.